Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Welcome to worship at South Britain Congregational Church. Wherever you are on life's journey or on faith's journey, you are welcome here. Our scripture today comes from Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Here, Paul is saying goodbye to his friends from the church in Ephesus. And he has this to say: I entrust you to God and to his gracious word, which has the power to build you up and to give you an inheritance among those who are dedicated to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. In the Bible today, St. Paul was about to set off on a long sea journey to Jerusalem. And he had to say goodbye to his friends who he had worked with in the city of Ephesus, which is now in the country of Turkey. He talked to them about the gospel he had preached there, how he had talked about repentance toward God and faith towards Christ. And he said this to them: I entrust you to God and to his gracious word, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance, which is for those who are dedicated to him. I entrust you to God. Those were the words that St. Paul said to his friends as he was leaving for Jerusalem. And they are words that I would say to you as my ministry here in South Britain draws to a close. I entrust you to God. I entrust you to God. What kind of God is this? That's a basic question. I firmly hold to our Christian conviction that Jesus is the one who really shows us what God is like on a level which we can understand in a human life lived just like ours. And if we look at Jesus's ministry, we see his very deep concern for those who are sick. We see him reaching out to heal the physically and the mentally ill. And we see him weeping. He weeps over the city of Jerusalem. He weeps over the death of his friend Lazarus. And I think in so doing, he points us to a God who is very concerned about the suffering people are going through today with this virus that's come upon us. He's a God who weeps over the suffering many people are going through, who have lost family members and friends, people who are sick, people who are struggling financially as a result of the pandemic. This is the compassionate God, a caring God, a God who is active for good even now in the midst of a pandemic. And because of that, we can stand with courage. For this pandemic, this COVID-19, will end one day. And there will be a new beginning, a new birth of life in this country and beyond. I was listening to a piece about Abigail Adams, the wife of John Adams. And back back in 1775, she wrote a letter to her husband, John Adams, who was off at the second Congress meeting in Philadelphia. And she was in Massachusetts, and it was a hard time in Massachusetts. There was a dysentery epidemic, and smallpox was just on a rampage. And she wrote to her husband, and she said, "You know, some poor parents have lost 3, 4, and 5 children, and some families are wholly stripped of every member." It was a hard time. And yet, she said of herself, "I trust in God's right hand to lead me through this." And after a short rotation of events, to fix me in a state immutable and happy. She's an example to us of a person who, in the midst of crisis, found strength and sustenance in her faith. She found the courage to face the epidemics that we're going through in her time. And she's an example to us in this, I think. "I entrust you to God," again, a God who cares, a God who is involved, a God who is active, not remote, but active, working for good in a difficult time. And I think we see this God at work with the medical people who are working with their patients to heal. We see this God at work with business people, men and women, who are trying to keep their employees on board when business is gone. We see this God at work with neighbor, showing kindness to neighbor in a time of pandemic. Patty and I rented a movie on TV the other night. It was the movie about Mr. Rogers, A Wonderful Day in the Neighborhood. And it reminded me of something Mr. Rogers had said on another occasion. And that was, he remembered his mother saying to him that, you know, if you're scared by something you see on TV, on the news, remember the helpers. Look for the helpers. There are always people helping people. There's a story about a woman who called a friend, and she said, "How are you doing?" And the person at the other end of the conversation said, "Terrible. My head aches, my back aches, my feet hurt, the house is a mess, the kids are just driving me crazy." And the caller said, "You know, don't worry, I'll be right over. I'll put on my mask and sanitize my hands. I'll come over, clean up the house for you, take care of the kids. You just rest and take things easy. I'll take care of everything." "By the way," said the caller, "how is Sam?" And the harried housewife said, "Sam? Yeah, you know, your husband Sam." "I don't have a husband, Sam." And the caller said, "Oh my, I've dialed the wrong number, sorry." And there was silence. And the harried housewife said, "Are you still coming over?" Today, with social distancing, of course, we can't go into people's homes. But still, our people are helping one another, just people in this church, calling one another, checking up to see if everything's all right. We have people ringing bells to honor the responders. We have people making masks, tremendous ministry when masks are in short supply. And of course, our church continues to support the work of the food bank and GWIM at this time. We see God working for good with those reaching out to help others in this time. I entrust you to God. This is a God who is involved in our lives, in our history. This is a God who cares for us. And I think this is a God, too, that cares for South Britain Congregational Church. Very shortly, Malcolm will be here to take up his ministry with you. And it will be a new and very exciting time for the church. It will be a time of new birth and new life here. God cares for this church and its spiritual sustenance. My time with you all is drawing to a close. I just have a few days left now. And I would like to thank you for your kindness over the past 2 years. You've been great. You've even laughed at my jokes. And I would leave you with these words of St. Paul, those words he spoke to his Ephesian friends. I entrust you to God and to his gracious word, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance with all who have committed themselves to him. Thank you. God bless. Amen. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Loving God, we entrust ourselves and each other to you. Be strong. Help us to be strong in this time of change and challenge. May your gracious word build us up, that our service to you may reach new heights. Thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon South Britain Congregational Church. Unite us, one in heart and mind in Christ. We thank you for a supportive church family through all the ups and downs and the turning points of life. Guide our leaders and bless Malcolm and his family as they come to us. We pray for our country and our world in this time of pandemic. Guard our lives with your peace. Steady the economy and businesses of this area. Bring relief to those who've been laid off. Be with the sick in the hospital and families that have suffered loss. We thank you for the work of doctors and nurses and EMTs and all our medical people. Grant a breakthrough to researchers as they search for a vaccine. And be with us all at home. Give us patience. Keep us healthy and well. And we pray that our president and Congress and governors and local officials might have your guidance as they set policies for our country in this crucial time. Be with those who have kind of lost their way and are feeling discouraged. And as spring follows winter, may hope and new joy thaw the cold ground of our worries. Be with those who are at turning points in their lives, but the way ahead isn't clear. Help us to make good decisions. Grant us renewal and new life. We pray for our men and women in the armed services and those who also are under threat of this pandemic. Take care of their families and loved ones while they are away. God of all seasons, spring bursts out all around us. The morning is full of running brooks and the song of birds. Magnolias and pear trees burst into flower, and the hillsides are a mosaic of different shades of green. Will you join with me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.